Hello, welcome. Time now to take a listen to Marzi Afram, Iranian spokeswoman at the Foreign Ministry, who's speaking to journalists.
To offer congratulations to all Christians across the world, and I'm hopeful that this would be the year of peace, love for mankind, and also the boosting of relations between the world nations, hopefully. Ms. Sharif, if you please go ahead. The reports are wearing Mr. Zarif's trip to Lebanon. Also regarding the Geneva II conference, the United Nations announced that the name of Iran is not included on the list. Has Iran been extended an invitation, given the comments made by American officials regarding the fact that Iran needs to accept the preconditions stipulated in Geneva I? What's Iran's stance regarding this? Well, as for Dr. Zarif's visit to Lebanon, we're just arranging it at this stage. Authorities are making arrangements. When it is finalized, that will happen soon. You will be notified about the exact time of the visit. As for the Geneva II issue, Iran's stances regarding Syria from day one has been based on a political solution. So we have also made efforts in that direction. The government of the Islamic Republic of Iran has had very close contacts with the government of Syria. We use these relations in order to make consultations and remove the problems in the region. Also, with a number of opposition groups, we have been in contact aimed at helping resolve the issue and settle the crisis. So these efforts are ongoing. We have always wanted the crisis to be solved through a Syria solution. So it's the rights of the Syrian people who need to determine, they should have the right to determine their own fate and any mechanism to be adopted. And the role of the Syrian people is a determining role. So we also prepare to participate in any political solution or any program that would lead to a peaceful and just solution of the crisis. We've always announced this preparedness on our part. Now, if we are going to be invited in Geneva II or not, Iran has already announced preparedness to take part, but we have always said that we would take part without any preconditions. So any proposal that would ignore the dignity of the Islamic Republic of Iran will not accept that. At the same time, I should announce that the Deputy Syrian Foreign Minister is in Tehran today. He has a meeting with Foreign Minister Zarif and regional developments and issues related to a political solution to the Syrian crisis, as well as regional consultations, will be on the agenda of the meeting. Ms. Novruzi, please go ahead. As you are informed, for several rounds, the expert-level talks have been conducted between Iran and the P5 plus one, the last round of which just happened almost 10 days ago. A large portion of the joint action plan was reviewed, and we came to an understanding of that. In most parts, there are a couple of issues at the expert level that they were not able to finalize those. So that is going to be discussed at a higher level. So at the end of the meeting, Thursday and Friday, Dr. Arachchi and Ms. Schmidt, Ms. Ashton's deputy, they will have talks in connection with the remaining issues that were dealt with at the expert level meeting. If in that meeting the remaining things are, the remaining points are finalized, and then the timetable for the joint action will be announced, and joint action will be implement it, like we already announced at the Joint Action Plan. The execution will happen in one day, and that day will be a determining day. The negotiations will also be announced on that very day. So we want balanced steps to be taken. That's what we have always stressed. So to announce what those steps are, so we should just wait for the Thursday and Friday talks to be conducted, and the certain day for implementation of the joint action will be thereby announced, and then on that day the two sides will start taking steps on their own part. Well, I got two questions for you regarding developments in Iraq. What's Iran's stance regarding what's happening in Iraq? Media have said that it's possible that Baghdad asked Iran and America for help to resolve that issue. Do you think if such a request is made, will we have cooperation with the U.S. regarding helping resolve the Iraq crisis? Also, regarding Mr. Bahram's Fayzi's status, who's facing problems in Azerbaijan, what's the latest about him? As for Mr. Fayzi, consular activities into Iran and Baku are ongoing. We're following that way, so consular access has been given to our Baku embassy. Unfortunately, this Iranian national has been arrested for no good reason on some false claims. So we started pursuing the case since we heard it. We have had contacts with the relevant officials in Azerbaijan. The Azerbaijani ambassador to Tehran was also called, and we had consultations with him so that we could, as soon as possible, secure the this Iranian national's release. Unfortunately, the preliminary report says that his physical condition is not so good. So we should stress again that the Azerbaijani officials need to, as soon as possible, make it possible for him to be freed. And then we are following up the case both in Baku and Tehran. Regarding the Iraq issue, the news, reflected in certain media, indicate that Iran and the U.S. cooperation regarding Iraq. That's not true. At the same time, Iran's a fundamental stances have always been clear. Iraq's measures taken regarding fight against terrorism and extremism that have plagued parts of this region. We've always supported those efforts and operations against terrorism, and will continue to do so. So the international community regarding fight against terrorism and violence and terrorism, the international community needs to take well-organized and coordinated efforts which are non-discriminatory. Iraqi government's measures align with national unity. That's what we also emphasize, and we believe that those measures will contribute to the national unity in Iraq to be preserved. Mr. Adel al-Mahdi, the Iraqi vice president, is also in Tehran today, and he will be having talks with Iranian officials. The trend of developments in Iraq, we're just following things there, and then Iraq as a good example of a democratic process in the region the past few years. We have has had a the right image of itself. Hopefully, all Iraqi officials and parties will benefit from this situation and pay special attention and try to preserve this democratic process. So we are hopeful that the Iraqi government's measures in line with restricting terrorist operations will come to a conclusion. And two questions for you. Egyptian media have said that the Egyptian embassy has summoned the Iran Charge d'Affaires in Cairo. If you could explain why that has been. And Iran delegation also has been said to be visiting Lebanon. If you could tell us about the reason for the visit and what measures are going to take about Mr. Majid's case. Now, first, the second part of the question regarding Lebanon, I should say that after the bitter terrorist operation attack against the Iranian embassy in Beirut, so we started to follow the case politically and also in the judicially, and that consultations with Beirut officials were made regarding identifying the perpetrators and the masterminds behind it. So last week it was announced that the main perpetrator and the mastermind of these terrorist operations has been identified and then later arrested. Then our foreign minister had a conversation with his Lebanese counterpart and announced that, Iran is prepared to attend the interrogation meet session. And then there was also news out that we just heard about the death of the terrorists in no time. So the Islamic Republic of Iran announced within a letter that Mr. Pour Mohammadi, the judicial official, has written to his Lebanese counterpart. In that note, we have announced that we are ready, that a technical, judicial, and a probe team of the Islamic Republic of Iran go to Lebanon and take part in the process of the legal pursuit, both in the death, regarding the death of the terrorist who was arrested, and also regarding other perpetrators and issues. We have announced that we are ready to go to Lebanon and participate in those investigations. In preliminary investigations regarding the post-mortem and those the reason, the cause of his death, we have also announced that we are ready, in cooperation with Lebanese officials, to gain some more information. So politically and legally, the issue is being followed. The Islamic Republic of Iran preserves its right in this connection, and then cooperation and coordinations will be made.